This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Quadruple vaccinated Lloyd Austin has COVID for the second time this year. If he catches it one more time, he'll be on pace with Joe Biden. Or did Joe Biden have it four times? Or was it, does he still have it? Do we know? Nobody knows. Where is Joe anyway? Is he back from vacation yet, or is he still out there biking around? Yeah, President MIA. Missing in action. We may need to have a silver alert. We don't know where Joe Biden is. And then every time Kamala Harris pops up out of nowhere, she has some ridiculous word mashup that she thinks is somehow so philosophical, and it's just like low IQ dribble, and she just stands up there. She thinks she's a genius. Meanwhile, the country is just falling apart, totally embarrassed. We have a White House that doesn't even work. Like, now is the time when you might need a leader to step up and maybe do something for you. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. But hey, we've got the Cabbage Patch Kid, Jean Pierre. She'll go do a TV interview. How about that? Sure, she's not very bright, but, you know, she's black and gay. So, come on. Gotta like that. You gotta like that a lot. Folks, I want to make Alex Jones sign 10,000 of these books right here. Sorry, Alex. Sorry. But I want to do it to you. The Great Reset by Alex Jones, autographed copy. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't get the official signed copy of Alex Jones, The Great Reset and the War for the World anywhere else. Only at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's make him sign 10,000 of those. I want Alex Jones to have carpal tunnel syndrome. How do you like that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines now. We've got... This can't be real. I know I'm in the twilight zone. Are you seeing this right here? I've got John in Wisconsin twice on the board back-to-back, but one just called in. So if you're the John that hasn't been on hold that long, I'm going to the John that's been on hold for half an hour. So John in Wisconsin, one of the two Johns in Wisconsin here. Man, this is wild. All right, John in Wisconsin, one, go.
Hey, how you doing, man? I don't know why I'm on there twice, but can you hear me?
Well, you're multidimensional today. You're calling in from multiple dimensions.
I called a couple times, and I hung up and got through, so stoked to be on the line here. Long-time listener, big fan. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my theory on QAnon and how it's being used to silence free speech and how... my interpretation of it, I followed it, but I wasn't a believer in it. I love analyzing conspiracy theories. I think they're fascinating. And so my ultimate conclusion on it was that it was actually a left-wing LARP. And I don't know if you remember, the Qism was it all for a LARP? And, yeah, I think it was. It was a left-wing LARP, and that's where the deception lies. So,
LARP, you think it was a Democrat or a liberal like running it, like as a joke?
I'm running it by you, but that's what I've come to believe. So I think.
I don't know what the true origins originally of QAnon were, and there were people that are pretty big in media. I won't name names, but they're very influential and big followings in media. That when Q first started, they told me how they knew Q and they knew Q was the real deal. And so I don't know if they were lying to me or maybe there was some good people that were Q. But at the end of the day, Q was, I believe, a probably FBI or something running Q at the end of the day. They commandeered it if it was ever legitimate. They took it over and then it was a total psyop used to set people up on January 6th.
Oh, 100%, 100%. So that's what I wanted to say, is that I believe that it was actually created as the controlled opposition for the Great Reset.
Because why are they not, here's the proof right here. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. How come the January 6th committee or the FBI or anybody talking about January 6th, how come not a single one of them has brought up QAnon now? They brought up QAnon all the time leading up to the election. They would say QAnon this, QAnon that. Now that they're doing their investigations into January 6th, they won't even mention QAnon. That's clearly the giveaway right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Lloyd Austin III. Hi, I am Lloyd Austin III, the Secretary of Defense. I have taken 4 COVID vaccines. 4. That's 4 more than you. So I'm obviously better than you. I have 4 COVID vaccines. Say the line. I have tested positive for COVID-19, but because of my vaccination status, I am only suffering from low to mild symptoms. If I hadn't gotten my 4 injections, certainly right now I would be dead. Like everyone we said would be dead that didn't take the vaccine. But now everyone that takes the vaccine is getting sick. Of course, the CDC just admitted that COVID is basically the flu. We still got to have a press release statement. He's got COVID. All right, he's sick. Have a cup of chicken soup. Take a rest. You'll be fine. But hey, that vaccine, guys, that vaccine. Hey, you know, they were giving away free vaccines this weekend. I was tempted to get 9. Because if it's free, give me 3. No, I'm serious. I mean, this is a historic moment in my life right here, actually. This is me at an MLS soccer game. And I was so inspired that I had to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And they were so bored. They had so many vaccines and no one to take. I just kept showing up. They just kept jacking right into my vein and hitting me with that magical sauce. And next thing you know, I'm like seizing on the field. Like, And I said, hey, whoa, calm down, guys. I'm just having a vaccine reaction. It's totally normal. Free vaccine at the soccer game. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. It's just... You have to laugh. It's just so ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. And ironically enough, as I'm standing there and I'm having my picture taken in front of the free COVID-19 vaccine tent, I mean, this is a historic moment, folks. Not every day you get a free mRNA injection. And I got 10 of them in one shot. But I'm sitting there making fun of this thing. And a lady walks by. And she's like, yeah, the vaccine is stupid or whatever. She's like, oh, I had to get the vaccine to travel internationally, and I was so sick I couldn't travel. Yeah. Hey, but thank God you got that vaccine, Lloyd Austin, because I guess you'd be like us unvaccinated people, dead. I'm dead, according to them. I never got the vaccine, and they said I'd be dead by now. Amazing stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Folks, remember, get your autographed copy of Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Get your signed copy right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And then go to your local MLS game and get a free COVID vaccine, or get three of them, or 10 of them, or bring five different shirts, you know, show up in a different outfit every time. Maybe bring on your glasses, take them on, take them off. And then you get 10 free vaccines in one game. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We've got Danny in New York. Danny, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I am a retired deputy sheriff in Rochester, New York, which is one of the most dangerous cities in the country to live in. In about 2 weeks, we got the final countdown. Our governor has made virtually every area that you can go into a quote-unquote sensitive area. That means you can't carry a firearm into any of those areas.
And, of course, those are the most dangerous areas in New York with probably the highest rate of gun crime.
Not only gun crime, carjackings are spiked in Rochester right now. It's bad. My friend's daughter just got carjacked. And, you know, there's shootings every single night. You know, it's just, it's out of hand. And, you know, you figure after 25-plus years of working as a deputy sheriff that there would be at least, and I don't want to say we're categorized as anything special. We shouldn't be treated anything different than any group of anybody else. But not even myself has an exception against these rules.
So wait. Is it only police officers that can carry that in those zones?
Well, from my idea, they're exempt as an LEO or peace officers, but retired peace officers, as of right now, peace or police officers, are not included in the exemption list. You would have to actually probably become an armed.
I mean, that
security.
Is just crazy. That is just insane.
You can't go anywhere.
Like, why? I mean, just think about the common sense of it. Why would you tell criminals you're disarmed? Like, what? It's mind-boggling. The complete illogic of it.
I'm sure you heard some of the rules associated with these restrictions that she laid down, especially with businesses, that they have to post a sign on their window that says, we allow guns inside here, it's okay to come
in. I mean, this is like a comedy skit.
They're supposed to be concealed, brother.
Here, guys, pull up, you said this was in Rochester. Guys, pull up a map of the New York boroughs or whatever. I mean, because, I mean, this is, honestly, this is a comedy skit. Because it's like, okay, all right, everyone. This part of the map, it's like I'm the governor. This part of the map right here, no one has a gun. Right here, at this part, you're not allowed to have a gun. So if there's any criminals listening, don't go here. This is not where you want to go. There are no guns allowed here. No citizens can have a gun either. And we're no exception to the rule. And we're going to defund the police and disarm the police. And they don't go there either. Yes, right here, guys. See, no guns allowed. So if you're a criminal listening right here, you see this? You are not allowed to have a gun there. So all law-abiding citizens will be disarmed, all right? So if you're a criminal, do not go to this part of the map. There are no guns here allowed. Don't go here. Oh, I wonder what the reaction to that's going to be, Danny.
Well, let me tell you something. Another thing just happened just a few days ago. They made an announcement that no active law enforcement officers are allowed to carry at the New York State Fair whatsoever. So now
the skit continues.
Active law enforcement.
So the skit continues. Not only are there no guns in this exact specific area, we will not have any armed police officers there enter. Ever. Never. So there you go. We've done it. We defeated crime.
Hey,
no,
brother,
you just did the exact opposite.
Not even Snake Plissken can bust us out of New York at this time. It's bad.
That is insane, Danny. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I can't believe what's going on right now. I just can't even believe that people don't believe it. That's what blows me away the most is the damn Stockholm Syndrome we got going on.
Well, I think you've got that, but the one caller said earlier, I mean, liberals, like wild, far-left, radical liberals that are just fully in on this abortion death cult, vaccine death cult, like all of it. Just the world's going to end in 5-year death cult. They like it. I mean, they like seeing their opposition being tortured.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's massive brainwashing on a scale you've never even seen. And, I mean, Alex has been talking about it forever. I can't wait to get The Great Reset, the book. But I'm telling you, man, it's just incredible the way people can look right at the increases in death, the poison in the vaccine, the censorship.
Well, they write FBI, mainstream news articles because it's all about the victim economy. And they say trans kids and LGBTQ youth have the highest suicide rates. And it's like, you did that to them.
Right.
Like right. You're victimizing them because they're committing suicide. You're the one that did that to them.
I mean, you have to admit it's a mental condition, you know. I mean, you're talking transsexual, gay. I mean, it's a mental condition, and they've been put in that condition on purpose.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, because you got to be honest with doctors and stuff, or, you know. So if they ask you, you know, do you have a history of mental illness in your family? You say, well, I mean, yeah, I have an aunt that's a liberal. But, you know, that's maybe another aunt that's a liberal, too. But other than that, not really.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Show. Don't forget to get your signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your signed copy today. We will continue to take phone calls here on The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. Stephanie is on the line in Houston. Stephanie, you're on The Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I know, isn't that annoying when people say that? Okay, I made notes so that I won't take up your time. I wanted to say that for years now I've listened to y'all, and when I try to listen to other podcasts or friends share other podcasts, they're rehashing information and research that y'all put out probably weeks or months earlier. So that's a source of, it really bothers me. I know y'all are probably aware of that. I just wish people would understand that a lot of people are just strictly sharing your research. So that's one thing. Deborah Tavares is the only other person, researcher, who has shared anywhere close to the same degree of information that y'all share and does the same amount of research. And I've always wondered why she has never been on your show. She's with Stop the Crime.
What was the name again? Something Tavares?
Yeah, Deborah Tavares is amazing. And between her and your information, you've changed my life because she's amazing like Alex as far as reading and researching and, you know, parceling out the information so that people can understand about, let's just say, water wars, food, you know, all the things that are going on now. Her and Alex were talking about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So for me, I want to say that InfoWars has influenced my life tremendously. To look at me, nobody would be able to tell that I bought a farm. I'm having my well is being finished this week. I learned more than I ever cared to about abortion. Yep, I think abortion education is very, very important. And Alex, you know, he gets graphic with it, and he forces you to have to go look. Like, what is this man talking about? So
well,
I learned
we have
a lot
the technology
about
to see the life inside of the womb now, and so there's no denying that that's a life, that's a human in there.
You know, and I can't believe when I have conversations with people about it. I wrote a song about right to life, and when people try to ask why I care so much, well, my God, have you done any research at all? And when I tell them about partial birth abortions and beg them to look at videos like Justice for the Five or whatnot, they think that's just a rarity. They don't understand we're murdering human beings. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is you mentioned earlier the World Economic Forum, and Governor Abbott is one of their students, as is obviously Dan Crenshaw. What say you?
Well, Abbott is essentially the lesser of the evils that can run the state of Texas right now, and he's certainly better than Robert Francis O'Rourke, who wants to take our firearms and God knows what else that whack job would do.
True.
You know, Tulsi Gabbard is also in the World Economic Forum class, too. So, you know, I think that just because they brought you in and tried to train you and indoctrinate you into all these things as young leaders, maybe they don't all totally sell out, and that's why you don't really see the Greg Abbotts and the Tulsi Gabbards really showing up or showing out any World Economic Forum policies or at any of their events and not really getting lifted up by the establishment. Whereas someone like Dan Crenshaw, I think, wants to cater to those people a little bit more. And then you just have the total sellout operatives like Trudeau and Ardern in New Zealand and so many others. So, but yes, I'm not the biggest advocate of Greg Abbott, but compared to O'Rourke, I mean, it's kind of just light and day,
right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Abbott at least screws us with a smile on his face. I mean, he looks like a genuinely decent human being, and that's what throws me off.
And I mean, all things considered, I mean, again, it's like I shouldn't have to beg a governor to keep our state open because some people get sick. But I mean, he did for the most part keep Texas more open than most places. And I mean, he at least talks about the border security. He doesn't do enough. But no, I mean, Abbott is, Abbott's a squish Republican. Needs to do more for Texas. Stephanie, thanks for the call. Let's go to Roy in Florida, where the best governor is in charge, DeSantis. Roy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was thinking that, Florida seems kind of like a last stand kind of state, you know, in my opinion. And, you know, I thought it would be cool if, like, InfoWars was, like, able to expand, you know, into Florida. Not that I know whether or not that's possible, but, you know, it would be kind of cool if if we did have, like, an InfoWars satellite in Florida.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've kind of had operations in Europe before, but if you've noticed, we've kind of had to scale some things back just to keep our transmissions going on air here, and that was kind of the agenda. Is so let's just keep the live transmissions going. We got more people tuning in than ever before, and we don't really get on the road as much or expand as much. So it's hard to expand right now when they're trying to shut us down.
Yeah, I realize that that's an ongoing process. I'd like to plug for InfoWars real quick, though, because I've had a lot of stuff that I've got from InfoWars. I've got the Alexa Pure Water Filter. I've had VasoBeat, Survival Shield X2, Super Silver Immune Support, fish oil, krill oil, knockout, bone broth, vitamin mineral fusion. And we're now, me and my wife are currently trying the new Diet Force, and we like that. Seems to be helping us out, too.
Well, you tried just about it all.
Yeah, there's probably more things I've tried. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, we appreciate your support.
It's just the products that I've tried so far have been way better, and I have tried in comparison to store-bought products, and there's just no comparison. They're just from what I've tried, and I feel like I'm definitely getting my money's worth when I buy InfoWars store products.
Well, that's what Alex did. I mean, some of the stuff we have is the top-selling products at, let's say, a Whole Foods that we just private label. Other stuff is totally proprietary. But that's what Alex does is he goes out, he gets the best ingredients, makes the best supplement, and tries to sell it at the lowest price. I mean, that's just – and because of that, we have small margins. And so, yeah, we don't have $1 billion like these lawyers claim in the case, like we're worth billions of dollars. The margins on the supplements – most supplement companies have huge margins because they put a little amount of product in there and sell it for high. We do the opposite. We have the most product in there and sell it as low as we possibly can and usually offer it on sale, too. So our margins are thin, but they say, oh, you got a billion. They're worth $1 billion. They have a supplement company. Well, okay, if a supplement company works to make a profit and they have big margins, then, yes, a supplement company does well. We have a supplement company to fund a news operation. So it's like the supplement company isn't just making money. The supplement company makes money to fund the news operation, and the margins are obviously small. But you know what? With the audience's support, like Roy in Florida, and the audience's prayers and spreading of the links, I believe we're going to get through this next trial, this next challenge, this next tribulation, and continue to be on air into the future, and hopefully continuing to bring you great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people over the years
have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're continuing to take your calls ahead of Bob Barnes joining me in the third hour. And I am going to be doing news coverage today on the War Room. That's when I'm going to do all the news coverage. But we continue to take your calls and promote the new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Get your signed copy. Get your signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We go back to the phone lines now. Matt
in Colorado is up next. Matt, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, the Cuck Destroyer. How are you?
Pretty good, Matt.
Well, in talking about the Global Homo, Monty Python, walking Monty Python skit, Sam Britton. Boy, that guy's a walking clown show, man. I mainly called. I wanted to plug you guys. I've had your Survival Shield X2. Love your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The BioPro RV. I just got that for my brand new RV.
Nice.
That works really well. Lung cleanse helped save my life. I'm a smoker. It really helped clear up my lungs.
Did you quit smoking, or you're saying it helps you while you're still smoking?
Oh, it helps me while I still smoke, unfortunately. fortunately. But
no, I gotta say, lung cleanse. I don't know if we have it. I hope we have it in stock right now. If ever I have like a scratchy throat or something, and I need to go host a show, I just hit the lung cleanse on the back of my throat. Man, it soothes it, it's awesome.
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely great. And I also use the American Tax Solutions help me with my taxes, and they got me all set up with an LLC account.
Well, brother, it's supporters like you that keep us on the air.
Also, Volta. I just got my Volta wireless phone. I hope they can work out some of the bugs, but it's a great device. It works real well.
Interesting.
I've been trying to reach you guys for a long time. I got in touch with these folks called EMP Shield with all the situation going on with concern about nuclear war, whatever, EMP attacks, whatever. I really think you guys ought to check those guys out. They really want to be a sponsor to you guys.
I think I've heard them sponsor other talk radio shows before, too. Is that the same company that's done talk radio marketing before?
Why
don't we guys take down a note? What was the name of the company?
EMP Shield.
EMP Shield. Guys, why don't we take down a note, EMP Shield back there, and maybe we'll see if we can get them on.
I got two devices for my RV, one for the engine, one for the vital systems. It's really easy to install. It's really good. They're out of Burlington, Kansas. So
and that's, man, I mean, you hate to think about the worst happening, but man, I mean, that's, you're going to be set on that deal.
Prepare for the best. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. Right.
Yep. So, that's it.
My father passed away a couple months back, and I was playing caregiver, trying to take care of my father, keep him out of the nursing home. And when he passed away, I got talking to the funeral director, and he said he agreed with you what you guys are saying. The deaths are up.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, insurance companies are reporting a mass spike in deaths, and it's odd because, I mean, what you're going to see is you can take a 5-year sample, let's say, and maybe the best would be 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and you're going to see that 18, 19, 20 pretty much had the exact same death rate, and you're going to see that 2021 and 2022 had an increase of a death rate of at least probably 1%. 1% is a mass, a huge increase. Usually the difference is like 0.2% in any given year. 1% would be a huge increase, and I think that's what the numbers are going to bear out when you take a 5-year sample when it's all said and done. But yeah, funeral directors are calling it out, insurance agencies are calling it out, morticians are calling it out. It's so obvious at this point. And most people, sadly, even the ones that got the vaccine, now know that they were sold a bill of goods, and it's not only not safe or effective, but the likelihood of you having a side effect are pretty high. Matt, thanks for the call. We go to Canada now. First time in Canada today to Jerry. Jerry, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I watch your show. I used to watch on Rumble. And I was watching it yesterday, and I had the live chat going. And there's a couple of jokers there cutting you up, high-fiving each other. They must have known each other. So anyway, I made a comment. I didn't talk to them. I didn't get provoked by their obviously trying to provoke. I just typed something, was against pedophiles. He was like, all pedophiles should be hung. That's it. And, oh, actually, I said maybe all pedophiles should be skinned alive. And not 10 minutes later, I got deactivated. Not even reprimanded. I can't even go back. My account is gone.
Was this on Rumble?
Maybe because I called myself Trump and the number one. But I think it's because you were actually talking about how something is happening. When this happens, something's going on right now behind the scenes. And I believe that people on your live chat are...
Wait. Are you talking about on Rumble?
Yes, on Rumble. I used to be on Rumble as of yesterday. As of yesterday, after I made that comment.
I don't believe we have any moderators there. I think that those are Rumble moderators. I could be wrong.
Oh, yes. Like it's so true that on Rumble, they're watching you so closely there. I made a comment and I got deactivated from Rumble.
Well, I'm not surprised they'd be watching us closely. My guess is, though, and I don't know how the process works, so I'm having to take a guess, but my guess is, because this is how it usually works, is whoever those individuals were that didn't like your comment, they probably reported you for abuse, and there's probably no real back check of that. Just if they see multiple reports, they probably just file it instead of actually looking into it, and that's probably why your account got silenced or whatever.
But anyway, I'd like to also, now that I got a second, that in 2015, I was a blind person. I listened to the news, and up here in Canada, the news saying, oh, Hillary's the best, Trump's not going to win. I sort of believed it. And my whole life, I didn't even know about InfoWars. But then when Trump got in, and he started doing good things, and everybody turned against him, that's when my eyes opened up. That's when something happened to me, and that's when I found InfoWars.
Well, it was so obvious. I mean, it's like when all the corrupt people... the career politicians, the lying media, all of them, when they all team up against one man, I mean, it couldn't be more obvious.
That's what actually opened my eyes. I mean, if you had the same moment, I mean, that was the moment.
And now it's just been amplified with the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
And also, I noticed a little bit, like, I'm watching TV now, they got this Relaxium coming out, and they got all of these things that you guys actually sell. Why aren't you advertising on TV?
Well, they wouldn't let us advertise on the TV. Yeah.
Is ripping off your knockout. You know what
I'm saying? That's so funny you say that, Jerry. I noticed that, and it's not just whatever. I guess it's a sleep aid you're talking about. They have tried to. And hey, it's fine. We make great products. I don't blame them. I don't blame them for stealing our ingredients. But yes, it's specifically at conservative cable news networks. And they will basically rip off a product of ours that either is proprietary or just something we private label. And I remember specifically the one that we have that is proprietary or that we kind of really popularized is DNA Force and DNA Force Plus. And I forget all the ingredients off the top of my head, but it's known to help the telomeres on your DNA. And that's good for the aging process, and it has so many great ingredients, and it's a very elite supplement. It's probably the flagship, most expensive supplement we have here. And I remember a couple years ago, someone tried to recreate DNA Force, and they were selling it, the same concept, same idea, same ingredients, with the CoQ10 and everything, and they were selling it for $500 a bottle. $500! And they were marketing on... conservative cable news networks. Well, it didn't last. I don't know if people didn't buy it or if it was too expensive or they didn't like it, but DNA Force Plus always sells out. So it's sold out right now, but yeah, they try to steal.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
To get your signed copy of Alex's new book, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, you can get your signed copy today, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Autographed copies are available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We continue to take your phone calls. We go to that other mystical John in Wisconsin now. Finally, the board has come back around to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm just curious about Trump. He said that the vaccine was one of the greatest achievements of mankind, and the people in the hospital are those that don't take it. So is he a con man or an idiot?
You know, I think you might even be fair to say both in that regard, because I think he is obviously conning people when he says that the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, was good. But here's what I think his logic is, which is a flawed logic, but this is what I believe his logic is. The whole reason we were able to get the economy back open and everything was because of the vaccines, and the pandemic was stopped because of the vaccines. Now, obviously, both of those conclusions are wrong, so he is just straight up wrong. But if he's consciously lying about that, then yeah, he's a con man. Or if he just doesn't know any better, then you could say he's wrong on that, or your word's an idiot. No, on the vaccine subject, on that issue, Trump completely blew it. And it was such a letdown, because we know he'd been skeptical of vaccines in the past and maybe thought family members of his were injured by vaccines. So for him to just completely screw us on that vaccine deal was really a big letdown.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting because he can't be real enough about it, which makes me curious about him. Why can't he just be straight up open about the vaccine?
Well, nobody's going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. Trump can mismeasure things and make mistakes. And keep in mind that there's probably people in his ear telling him things about these vaccines and telling him about the results that he doesn't even know what's actually going on. But it was odd. The last time he had a rally and mentioned the vaccines, he got booed. And I don't think he said anything about them since. So I think he got the message to at least pipe down on the vaccines after getting booed at a rally months ago.
This was not long ago. It was on an interview with Candace Owens. I'm just curious and skeptical about the guy.
Sure,
maybe
absolutely. Be skeptical.
That's all I got. I just wanted to hear your opinion and your thoughts.
I just chalk it up to there's never going to be a politician that agrees with everything. I think he's getting bad information on the subject, and part of him might kind of even be a little ashamed, a little embarrassed. And he doesn't want to admit he was wrong about the vaccines, and he promoted something that ended up being a bad product. But to me, I think the good outweighs the bad with Trump in that regard, and that's why I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater at this point. And I think after the raid at Mar-a-Lago, certainly that put a lot of wind into his sails to run again, and I think a lot of people will get behind him after the raid as well. All right, let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead. Chris going once, twice, and missing like Joe Biden. Let's go to Jacob in Texas. Jacob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, and first thing I'd like to say, I apologize for everything just before God. Now, on to the next thing, though, I would like to say, and this is, I apologize first and foremost because I was once in the group that controlled the CIA and under what was Operation Seajaw, Spiritual and International Justice and Warfare. And so with that being said, I really have a lot to expound in this moment, but that is illuminating and eye-opening to the public. But essentially what's happening in the grand scheme of things is that Lucifer and Satan come to appear before these politicians, and they offer them a choice of wealth and power. And this is literally hallucinations. I've hallucinated Lucifer and Satan before, and I called upon the name of God, and he saved me, and I said, I leave my decision to God. And so God chose for me instead that I would be fallen victim to Satan and Lucifer instead of one of their accomplices. But so I just want to know, have you heard anything regarding that fact that these politicians literally hallucinate Lucifer and Satan, and they they're given this wealth and power? Because spiritual warfare is such a, and this is the subject I worked under in the CIA, is just spiritual warfare in general, because you know how science is intertwined with the spiritual realm. There's no denial with this fact that every single action we take is a test for order or disorder. So with that being said, no matter what you do in this realm, Satan and Lucifer are charged by God to deceive humanity. I just wanted to know how far you've known about this fact.
Well, that's kind of a complex and heavy question. As far as, you know, what politicians engage in what rituals, I obviously don't know all the details there. It's no secret that the CIA and the government has been working with mind control programs and using hallucinogenic drugs,
yes,
like LSD and other things in that process. I think in the modern day, the drug of choice, at least for kind of the cultural ritualistic ceremonies, is DMT. They don't really like the ayahuasca. That's more of a spiritual thing and kind of farther out there. But the DMT is kind of a quick hit. You can get in and out, and you can kind of control the experience a little bit more. So I know that that type of stuff goes down. We don't. I mean, we have declassified documents about what they were doing with LSD and others to people and brain controlling them. But as far as what politicians or people are doing with the hallucinogenic, you know, satanic rituals, I mean, I don't know the facts, as you say, behind all of that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's going down behind the scenes. In fact, it would probably make more sense than assuming that these people are just that stupid or that big of liars, is that they're all in some sort of weird satanic cult where they do these rituals. But there's no doubt. There is no doubt that there's a group of elite that engage in rituals, and they don't believe what they're seeing is a hallucination. They believe it's actually there, and through the shared experience, they've landed on the conclusion that it's real. And so they're actually communicating with Satan or these other little demons. Let's jump to another phone call here, though, before we get too off the rails. Let's go to Keith in Virginia. Keith, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I got a good omen maybe from a local election here in Chesterfield County. We had a Republican primary over the weekend on Saturday with a very limited voting time from 10 to 2. And the only person you really hear about running is the establishment Republican candidate that's endorsed by all the sort of rhinos that we don't like. So I go up there to vote, and I find out, oh, this is a primary. I'm like, well, who's running? And then I find out, oh, there's this other lady named Jen McNinch who's running against the Tara Carroll establishment person. And I go talk to her, and I'm finding out, oh, my gosh, I'm voting for the lady I'd never heard of before I got here. And I thought, I talked to her a little bit outside the polling place, and I said, boy, I didn't even know you were on the ballot. It's probably a long shot, but, you know, if you don't win this time, hang in there. And lo and behold, she overwhelmingly won with a 12% margin. So I'm kind of thinking, hey, if this is a microcosm omen for the rest of the country, maybe we'll have some victories.
Well, it's a lot easier to have those victories in smaller counties. I mean, I'm guessing Chesterfield County is not too big.
No, it's big. It's one of the largest in the state.
And she was still able to pull it off.
Fairfax is larger. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's huge.
Well, there's no doubt there is, I don't know what you want to call it. There's a challenge inside of the Republican Party from outsiders, non-establishment Republicans, and you can see the Republican establishment pushing its choice for candidates in the primaries, and then you can see the more Trump-supporting America First-type candidates kind of going head-to-head with the Republican establishment, some of them having victories, some of them getting railroaded. But, yeah, that's definitely a phenomenon happening in the Republican Party right now. Not happening in Democrat Party elections. Those are mostly going uncontested, actually.
It's funny, too, you should say that, because everybody was so happy there and all. I should come to find out, you know, they're all Republicans. Hey, man, mega dittos to Turbo Force, Alexa Pure Filters. That's the only water I drink for, like, I don't know how many years.
Gotta filter your water, folks. If you're not filtering your water at this point, you're just crazy. Get a water filter at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.